Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning. So Valentine's Day is Tuesday.
People are a lot of people bitter about Valentine's Day.
It's
all the singles, man.
It's all this. But here's the thing. Everyone relax on Valentine's Day because it's a made-up holiday by corporations to sell cards and candy and chocolate and champagne.
You know, it's like us dudes. It's not like we really look forward to it.
No, no. And thank God Kiki is not one of those girls that's like, oh, you need to buy me stuff. And
take me out.
I'll get her flowers just because. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's more for so other people don't say anything to her. They're like, oh, Brock didn't get you anything. That's the only reason I really do it. Because I buy her flowers all the time, man. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a good guy. I don't wait for a special holiday to tell my lady that, hey, you're pretty special. But for the guys out there that are maybe a little strapped for cash, they don't know what to do for Valentine's.
I don't know what to do, man. I'm nervous. I don't have any money.
Exactly.
She's expecting a lot.
I tell you what, we got some help for you. Yeah. We got some places where you can at least get a deal on a meal for Valentine's Day. the big one is Hooters.
Are you sure you want to take your significant other to Hooters?
This is more for the single people out there. If you go to Hooters, they have a deal right now. Well, on Valentine's Day, if you take a picture of you and your ex together and you rip it up at Hooters, you get free wings. There you go. If you're a little sad, if you're a little downtrodden, you got a broken heart, well, you go to Hooters, you can get some.
So if you have like 10 exes, can you have 10 pictures? And
you know, I didn't see anything in the stipulation, so maybe.
One per customer, please. Yes. One ex per customer.
Because of that one sad guy that has 10 exes that are just ripping them apart. Fogo de Chao. I don't know where this is.
I don't know that either.
Fogo de Chao, but apparently you can get a free lunch or dinner there. Mm-hmm. Qdoba. Hey, we got a Qdoba
here. Right down the road here.
Yeah. So if you go to Qdoba, they have the Qdoba for a Kiss campaign.
Nice.
If you kiss your significant other, you get yourself a buy one, get one.
What if you make out with her?
Ooh.
what if I take my shirt off?
They ask you to politely leave.
What if I take my shirt off and I get a whole meal for free?
You just walk in there, pop your shirt off. All right, what do I get for the... Now, question for you. What if you take a blow-up doll? What if that's your significant other? What if you have a relationship with, like, one of those Japanese pillows? You seen know? Those?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those anime pillows? Yeah, of course you have, you perv. I got three of them at home.
Keep Qdoba for days.
Seriously, just get to bring it in. Come in. Yeah, what if you're a polygamist and you have a bunch of different, does that count as extra?
Yeah, or like a Mormon. They have a bunch of wives, too.
What time does Qdoba open? Can we call them and ask?
I think they probably open it like around 9. Let's do it.
We need to call them and figure out what the deals are on this. And lastly, Waffle House.
Oh.
Waffle House, they used to have
one that was decently close. I think it was a fake Waffle
House.
Dude,
I love Waffle House, man. Seriously.
I've never been.
It's big in the South. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, when you go to Waffle House after drinking all night at the bar, you see some interesting characters at 3:30 in the morning at a Waffle House.
You know, our buddy Ben that we hang out with, he's always out on the road, man. He goes to Waffle Houses all the time.
Oh, yeah.
He swears by it. He
Dude,
says
great,
it's so
man.
Good, man.
It is. It is. Their waffles are perfect. The fact that a place is called Waffle House, it's like a trailer that has delicious waffles.
I just feel like any time I've ever drove by a Waffle House, I look at it and I just like, it just looks grimy, man.
You die a little inside every time you eat, both literally and figuratively. You know, it's because the food is it's gonna kill you eventually.
You cry while eating your waffle.
But on Valentine's Day at Waffle House, they have candles, they dim the lights, cloth napkins, tablecloths, and you can even make reservations.
Honey, we're going to the Waffle House for Valentine's Day.
Honey, put on your good denim skirt. We're going to Waffle House. So, guys, if you're looking for a deal, we got you taken care of.